You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, well, we're here. We're getting our sponsors together with our guests. It's a really cool thing. It's what we do here on Freed on Business. We mix it up, and we get it going, and it's just an awesome thing. We're here talking about Coconut Grove and what's going on in Coconut Grove. It's something that's near and dear to my heart because I work in Coconut Grove, and we are here talking with the special person that Terra Group and the Related Group sent over here, Kathy, and I'm going to let you say it again.
Strafase.
There you go. I'm never going to get that, so I'm just giving up right now. So Kathy's here. She specializes in giggling and making sure her clients, her customers, have a fabulous lifestyle experience. And we're talking about the intersection of 27th Avenue and Bayshore Drive.
Bayshore Drive.
Tell me, what's going on? That's like the crucible center of the universe for me.
It's for all of us, actually.
And tell me about when you get out of your car, because I know that you don't do it often, except when you're in Coconut Grove.
Except when I'm in Coconut Grove. What's interesting, what's spectacular about the park?
Spectacular besides you?
Besides me.
Okay.
And you.
Thank you.
Because you taught me some social media things.
Who loves you, baby? Johnny, look for her call, by the way.
So is, the Rem Cool House design building, I mean, great. There are a lot of projects do great, famous architects, great architects. But I always like to say, if great architects doesn't really transform how you live, it doesn't make a difference. So
no.
You have this amazing architect that has designed a project that really only belongs in Coconut Grove. So we replicate the tree canopy and the parks.
Oh, wow.
On site.
Cool.
It is cool.
No, I'm serious.
So you don't.
I cry when they cut trees down.
No, actually, in Coconut Grove, we relocated all the trees on site. They're actually, we relocated every tree that's on site.
I'm watching what they're doing at the Terra at the Ingalls building. They're putting them all in there.
Well, what we did actually at Grove at Grand Basin, I mean, Park Grove was the only project I can speak to, is.
Thank you, Rick. We love you too, bro.
Thank you, Rick. Does that count as making you laugh? We took all the trees that are on the site and we relocated them either into off-site into a nursery, or they're actually moved off to site into the corners. And then Enzo Inea, the remarkable Swiss architect, landscape architect, is relocating them on-site into the 5 acres.
And he's creating like a design where they like become a thing, like a jungle?
Well, actually, what happens is that Rem Cool House and the design team from OMA lay an architectural plinth on top of the
– A what?
An architectural plinth. I taught you a word today, plinth.
What the heck is a plinth?
It's basically a big slab of garden laid on top of like a
call
blanket.
It that?
Plinth sounds much more intellectual.
I would call it like sod or something.
I sound smarter saying plinth, and I taught you a word today.
You did.
Yeah. So
you
okay, did. Lay an architectural plinth on top of all the amenity deck. So you have this 5-acre park as part of the project. So we replicate the tree. So it's all
no
green space.
No wonder you got billionaires moving in there.
Lots of billionaires.
Okay. Can somebody like normal move in there too?
Yes.
Okay. What's your price points?
We're almost sold out of 2 towers, but I still have some residences under $1 million in one of the towers. But the primary residences range from about $2.5 million to about $12 million.
So, oh, something for everybody.
Something for everybody.
Well, now I see why you're changing the what's going in Coconut Grove. It's gone from the hippies to the people that want to be hippies and live the lifestyle.
Exactly. I mean, it's always been Coconut Grove's always been a place because of its waterfront, the proximity to the water and the great sailing in Biscayne Bay. It's always been a place of great affluence, but kind of quiet elegance and not really in your face.
I love that, quiet elegance.
That's what we're all about.
I was going to say, is this all on a card? This is great. You don't even have notes for this.
Hallmark.
You can imagine if I had a teleprompter.
Forget about it. Who are you, Donald Trump?
Yes, I would need my foreign policy speech.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So we've talked a little bit about the amenity deck. What was the word you just taught me?
The plinth.
Okay. Well, what are some of the other amenities?
Michael Schwartz of Michael's Genuine is putting in a restaurant in Coconut Grove.
Now, let me ask you this. Are they going to, like, have nightlife and it's going to be bouncy and all loud and everything?
No.
Okay, good.
That's not Coconut Grove.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure it's going to be stylish and upscale and posh.
Think Miami across St. Bart's and Miami and Coconut Grove all together in the gardens.
Will I be able to go there?
I hope you'll be able to go there.
I'm going to go there if you let me in.
We'll let you in.
I'll get a little pass, a key fob even maybe. I love that word,
key
fob.
Key
I've been waiting to use key fob for a long time.
Well, you need to buy a condominium at Park Grove.
Well, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. You need to make me rich so I can do that. I think we're going to do that, though. I got a feeling that this little matchup here is going to make everybody a whole lot of money.
Well, that's what real estate is all about.
Yeah, but you also create lifestyles. And let's kind of go back to talking about that. We've had a great time, but let's really talk about the project for a second.
I mean, it's interesting because so many of my buyers are coming for our first-time condominium buyers.
Oh, yeah.
So it's interesting. There are buyers that have bought homes, built homes. Most of them have worked with architects, built 10, 5, 10, $12 million homes. And now we don't say they're downsizing. They're probably making a lateral move financially or something. Some of them are actually spending more money in their primary residence, but they're downsizing in size, but they're kind of gaining in lifestyle. So how does it change? It's transformative to their lifestyle because they don't have the maintenance of a primary residence.
I'll tell you what it does because I live the lifestyle now. You should look up my hashtag, Sky Palace.
Sky Palace.
Sky Palace. That's what they're getting. You're creating for them their own Sky Palace, their own home. It's not a condo. It's a Sky Palace. It's a place where they can go. They open the door, and it's just an amazing living experience. And what are some of the other amenities besides the plinth? Did I get it
the
right?
Plinth.
And Michael's Genuine's going to have a thing?
We have a beautiful wellness center with a full-service spa. We have screening rooms, wine rooms. We have an art gallery with a full-time curator. We have a butler service. We have valet, concierge. We have wine storage and a wine room.
Wow.
We have art storage.
Wow.
You know, it's what it is. It's kind of it takes it when you live in a large home and you have all those problems, you don't have those home ownership problems. You enjoy it. Really opens up your lifestyle. We have beautiful children's rooms.
That's why I didn't buy a home. Why I stay in a multifamily, you know, high rise multifamily. You got the water view.
Right.
You got no maintenance. You got a problem. You pick up the phone. Okay, we only got 3 more minutes left according to AC, so we're going to get serious. We're going to talk about you got great floor plans, great amenities, the pricing's from 2.5 to 12?
12.
Oh, boy.
Not including the penthouses.
Well, save one of them for me. I'm serious. We're talking about that
later.
We'll talk about that later. And then lots of room for cars. What's the parking ratio?
That I don't know.
How about that? I asked you a question.
I don't know that.
See if I got my 2 fancy cars, I got to park my 3rd one maybe off site. But then there's going to be garages that my friends are building. That'll be another show.
That'll be another show.
I'll introduce you to them. And boy, will we all make money then. And
exactly.
That's what real estate's all about. Creating a lifestyle for the people that we care about that are coming to Miami or live in Miami in this case.
We said buyers that are living in Miami. We're having buyers relocate to Miami. And they're attracted to Coconut Grove because they want to live in a place that's not – it's a full-time residence. It's not transients.
No, full-time. Coconut Grove is one of the vertically integrated activity centers, and I'll tell you what I mean.
You've got neighborhood.
Or neighborhood. It's a beautiful neighborhood. It's got great ingress and egress. It's got fabulous places to live, multifamily, single family. It's got offices. It's got hotels. It's got retail. It's got restaurants. It's got recreation. You do not have to leave.
Great schools.
Oh, that too. I forgot about that. Probably the best in town.
Probably the best. Well, some say the best in the Southeast.
Well, I didn't go there, so I won't say that. I went to NMB. I didn't go. But anyway, so we've got a minute left. Why don't you give our friends that want to get more information, tell them how they find you, and this time go slow because you never know. There may be somebody from New York that's a Jets fan, and they want to know, and you got to go slow for them.
Okay, I will go very slow.
All right.
W.
I love this lady.
W. Dot. That's an apostrophe. That's a period. Dot. So www.park, P-A-R-K, dash Grove, G-R-O-V-E, .com. How's that?
Oh, that was good. But here, look while I take a funny picture.
Okay.
Come on. Oh, you are just an awesome guest. I hope that Related and Tara serve you up every month. This is awesome. We'll bring David on. We would have a great time David. David wouldn't say a word, though.
David wouldn't say a word.
I know. But I did interview him once. He's the best. And I want to give a high five truly to David for changing the face of Miami, making Miami a really super duper place to live, and creating just what is becoming, to me, it's already the center of my universe. And he's just making it really super great. And he's a Gator. So high five to him for that.
Because he's a Gator.
I love the Gators. I'm a Gator. All right. So we'll be back after this with more great information that you can use today. We're going to talk about the doctor, about childhood glaucoma. We're going to talk about Ride to MD, the new cutting-edge solution that's in the Miami Business Plan Challenge. But one last time, I want to say thank you so much to Tara Group and the Related Group for bringing me Stacy.
Kathy.
I love this. Are we having – can you come back?
No.
I figured that. All right. Well, we'll be back with more great information around the horn. Stacy, Kathy, Miss
Strafasi.
I love her. We'll be back after this, AC. It's yours. I'm going dancing.